Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Treats galore on Pomp and Joe today. A Steelers schedule is out. City Limits has been spending all morning working on treats related to each matchup. Good and bad treats, I imagine. Limits, just like a little Halloween basket, right?
Yeah, like sometimes you get full-size candy bars, and sometimes you get some Almond Joys that are thrown in there.
Sometimes you get rotten. What are those things called? The little Halloween things that are, the candy
roll,
corns?
Like the, yeah, candy corns.
Tyler Kennedy's here. Did you like candy corn as a kid, or did you resent it, Tyler, when it got in your Halloween bag?
I resented it. That wasn't one that got me excited, that's for sure. I wasn't a candy corn guy.
Limits wanted to know if they have Halloween in Canada.
I honestly did.
He did.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Don't say that again. What? We're not that far. We're not that far
away.
Well,
I don't know how it is in different countries. If there, if there's like a different tradition with Halloween.
Do you think they have the same time change in Canada as here? Seriously, from the east to the west? Or is it different? It's actually a legit good question.
I think it is different.
It depends on where you are.
Well, is it just like us? Like,
no, I think it's
east
different.
To west, is it the same time zones, he's saying, Bob? And welcome aboard, Bob. You look wonderful. Where'd you get that hat?
Nice to have the
Bob
boys.
Already has a draft in Pittsburgh hat.
How about that?
I told
Where
you,
did
I
you
had,
get that?
I had MC something at Acrisure Stadium recently, and this was
you
part of-
You didn't tell me that at all.
Do you need to know my every whereabouts? I mean, everything
no,
I do?
No, but you just said I told you. I didn't know anything about this.
I told Limits.
Oh.
Austin. I got to go to Austin.
Yeah. Yeah. Austin, Texas? Or
no, I got to go to Austin. To that's his name.
Good pick, Bob.
Bob, that's an unbelievable hat. Tyler, do you agree?
Yeah, I do like it.
Draft
he brings a noise. When he comes
like these
in,
kinds
he brings a noise.
I like these kinds of hats. You know, they have that flat brim thing going on now. You can serve dinner on that thing. I don't like it.
No.
Maybe, I bet you Austin does. I bet you, you're that group where you like that straight.
I like the flat brim hat. I really do.
It looks ridiculous, I think.
I'm okay with the curved brim. It's starting to grow on me, but I do like the flat brim hat more than
you wouldn't
than
wear
any.
One of those, would you, Joe?
No, I like the old school. Like, yeah, I like that cane one. Hat today. Yeah. Bob, why didn't you bring us stuff? I mean, I get it. You don't want to treat us to things like, you did take me to Oakmont, however.
How soon they forget.
What kind of treat does he need?
Would you rather have a hat or would you rather go to Oakmont?
That's a big treat.
Strike all my comments from the record. Jeez. You did take me to Oakmont. I wish you had brought me a hat or shirt, though.
I was not in a position to ask for things. It was given out.
You could have stolen them, Bob.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Tyler, how are you today?
I'm doing great, boys.
Did you want to say anything else about time changes in Canada?
Yeah. I just want to know. City Limits, do you know or no? Stop looking. You're looking it up.
I'm honestly not.
Yeah, he does everything.
Yeah, we're working with him.
He's sneaky with that computer.
But I do think that there are different time zones.
Well, yeah.
Of course, there are different.
Same, like in Vancouver.
Right, I don't think it's entirely the same. Like, is it 10 o'clock in Vancouver when it's 10 o'clock in Seattle?
No. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Or Vegas, or like anywhere on the West Coast, California.
I'm going to say no.
Is he right, Tyler?
Honestly, that's a great question.
So do you
second guessing myself? Because I'm like, wait a minute. But I think it's the same.
Wait a second. Same. So what time is it in Vancouver right now?
It's 3 hours behind here.
Yeah, so just
it's
like 7:08. LA. And then is there a Midwestern Canada where there's also a time change?
Is Edmonton 2 hours?
Yeah, Edmonton's
Edmonton and Calgary.
I think it's 908. Yeah, Thunder Bay.
So it's similar.
Do you ever been to Moosonee?
Yeah, I've been all there.
Moosonee.
You know, one time.
How about Saskatchewan? Or Saskatoon, I'm talking about.
Saskatoon. Yeah, the noon balloon to Saskatoon.
One year after our last game before Christmas was in Winnipeg. So a bunch of the Canadian guys stayed back, and we partied all night in Winnipeg. And Winnipeg's an undercover, one of the best places ever to go out. But the flights the next day, we were stopping at every little small town. And you want to talk about being sick on a plane, because you're bouncing up and down. You're not more than 500 feet in the air, and it is like bumpy, and I'm hung over. Yeah. And it was like, this is insane. But yeah, that's the one thing about playing out west in California. You're jumping time zones every time you go play someone.
All right, we have to talk about something because of Calgary. Did you ever have to go up into the press box in Calgary and walk across the ice on that? Bob?
It's like a bridge. Like,
have you been there?
No,
have you had to do it?
No, I've seen Josh Yoey post a lot of stuff like that.
Oh, my God. So it's at the top of the arena, right under the ceiling. Okay, picture PPG Paints Arena. And it's higher than that,
like
by the way.
It's a catwalk.
It's a catwalk that goes from the press box on one side to where the GMs and everybody and the food is on the other side.
So you got to bring your food across there while you're walking and looking down?
Well, you go over there. Yeah, like popcorn and stuff, right?
Yeah. Oh.
And Tyler, I've never been so afraid in my life. I had to go over and talk to Craig Patrick one night, and it feels like it's death-defying.
But they're getting a new rink, though.
Are they?
Yeah, they're getting a new rink. So
that was one of the worst ideas I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. This saddle dome, right?
Yeah. I mean, it was...
It's built like a saddle. Like a horse saddle,
yeah,
right. Like it's up on the sides.
They don't call it the saddle dome for nothing.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. It's I think it'd be tough to play out like west in Calgary, Edmonton, because when it's cold for a long, long time. You know.
Remember, we used to stay at the McDonald Hotel in Edmonton.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like the one thing when you go out and play those Canadian towns, like you'll have a job forever. That's the one thing when you play in Canada, like. They take care of their alumni. They like you. There's always a job because you're like a celebrity. You know, you're the only. Like, think of Calgary. Not much going on in December in Calgary. Like, you are it. So like you're somebody there, and it's like so great. But like, you want to talk just snow every day, cold every day, and like even Winnipeg. Oh my God! Like,
so why is that a good party town? Despite the fact
because there's nothing else to do.
Okay, but you're cold. You're like. Okay, that's it? There's nothing else about it?
And you know what? Honestly, there's more pretty girls in Winnipeg, Calgary, and Edmonton than in L.A.
Holy bird.
Even without Botox?
Yeah, these are more naturally beautiful girls. Like, we go out all the time out there, and, like, you'd be like, where are these girls? But I guess there's nothing else to do but work out and take care of yourself. You know? Like, it was like, we were shocked, you know?
You know what else happens at the McDonald's Hotel? They serve, this is... Nothing to do with that. They serve rare meats like elk and even things that are way wilder than that. Yeah. Bob.
Elk is really good. There are a lot of good meats that everybody says everything tastes like chicken. It's true. You know, do you ever eat antelope?
No.
Antelope is really good. You would like it.
Really?
But you strike me as someone who said, I'm scared.
Yeah, I don't want to eat an antelope. No. Would you, Tyler?
No, I'm pretty... I stay... In my lane. You know, I don't veer out of my lane at all. I like when I go out to eat, I know exactly what I'm getting. Even doesn't matter the restaurant. If I go to an Italian restaurant, I'm getting the same thing. Like I think
I'm like that too. Yeah. Pretty predictable.
Like I just feel like when I go out, I'm such a foodie and I love food so much that if I got a bad meal because I
strayed a little too
straight
far.
Or in you know you hoped on something that would ruin my night, and I'm like no I gotta stay in my lane.
Everybody well here? Bob, doing well?
Doing wonderful.
Good.
How about you?
You seem happy. I'm very well today. I shot better. Tyler got a new thing of golf clubs.
What was the brand, by the way?
How much did you spend?
I spent a couple grand, but hopefully my wife's not listening, because you know you get the bill and she's like well, I told her, I'm like, hey, I need new clubs. Like, I've had them for a while. She goes, okay, that's fine. She thought they were going to be like $500. And obviously I agreed. So, like, when we get the bill from Neville Wood and they're a couple grand, now we're talking, you know. But I got the Callaways. I got the Callaway smoke driver. And then I got a Ping putter.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't go into Srixon at all? You didn't get your Srixon? No. Come on.
I'm not.
They're good.
Yeah, but the guy sold it. The guy at the shop in Neville Wood, I think his name's Derek. You know, he's like, no, I've seen you putt. Like, you need a very balanced putter because you spray it. You know, you can't even putt in a straight line. You know, so I needed the mallet that goes down the shaft into the middle of the actual putting.
Yeah.
If it's in the middle, it's easier to putt straight lines.
I need that.
Yeah, I know. And you know, like the blades, you know, the blades are at the back. He goes, it's easier to like move the ball side to side. So I was like, hey, you know what? If we're going to go, we might as well go. So there's no excuse. I golfed yesterday a little bit with a couple boys and like, I'm actually good until I get on the green. I swear my hands are on the green or like my hands in front of the net with a bunch of pressure on me. I don't know where the ball is going. I am so stiff and I don't know. Like
Let's golf today at 2:30 or better yet 2:15 and I can leave the show early and have Bob finish it. Where do you belong?
Neville Wood. No, at the course.
2:30 tee time at Neville Wood? You busy today?
Yeah, I got to work at 4. I got another job at 4.
All right.
But we got to
play
today.
Limits, right?
It's a thought that counts, Joe.
Are you doing well today?
I am, and look what I'm wearing today, Joe. Look at the shirt that I have today.
Oh, my.
Big Brother.
It's my Big
really
Brother shirt.
He's really
Bob,
putting on the full court press to be on Big Brother.
Bob, this is a huge Jamie Dixon full court press.
Did you hear about this, Tyler?
No.
Bob Huggins full court press.
Okay. Bob Huggins
Limits
full court
wants
press
to be an actor. Have you heard of the show Big Brother?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to apply. There's open applications, and Bob.
I told him he should be on Love Island. He's young. He's got hair. Yeah, he's got a gift of gab. Now
wonderful
he may say, "I don't have
gift of gab."
The gift of gab. You can create relationships with your ability to speak.
Well,
know?
That's the thing that would also do me well on Big Brother. It's a huge social game.
Yeah, but we're talking Love Island here.
And Bob knows people on set, so this could happen.
I didn't go that far. I said I know people who work on the show. They're not on set.
Well, people who work on the
show. I'd
Bob, that's close enough.
You are the master of exactness. And here we are.
There may be some lingering resentment with Bob and I from yesterday's show.
Imagine watching, like doing the radio show.
Are you guys hot? Again, I'm hot today. I'm sweating. Are you, Tyler?
No, I feel good.
Bob?
I feel fine.
Okay. Must be me.
Imagine if we're on the radio and we turn the TV on. City Limits is out there just talking away on TV, trying to...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Keep his place in the house.
Yeah, be very important, TK.
What if he goes on the show and then just blows them away and becomes a TV star?
Yeah, he drops us like a hat. He's out to LA.
Can you picture him in like some sort of Nickelodeon show? He'd be unbelievable, wouldn't he?
A Nickelodeon show.
I don't know what Nickelodeon.
He wants to be slimed.
Slimed.
He wants to be slimed.
That's exactly. Where all those guys started off.
Right.
Though,
right? What about Drake and Josh?
That's where Justin Timberlake started. And maybe
and he's a good golfer, by the way.
Who?
Justin Timberlake.
Is he?
He's one of the best golfers that, you know, a celebrity golf. Yep.
Well,
he really is.
What'd you think of the game last night, Tyler?
Which one?
The first one.
Be specific.
I mean, the second one was great. It was 0-0 going into overtime. I love games like that. But the first one, I find it somewhat enjoyable to watch the Maple Leafs implode every single year. Do you?
Yeah. Obviously we knew it was going to be so hard to beat Florida. And Florida, after the first two games, Toronto's goalie was playing good. Bobrovsky was struggling a little bit, and Florida just couldn't find their feet. Now when you look at Florida, you're like, I don't know how anyone's going to beat them. They got the goaltender. They're playing that heavy game. They're moving their feet. They're hungry on pucks. Like, I don't think Toronto has a sniff against them. I think Florida's going back to the finals without a doubt. Like, I think they're going to, you know, I think.
You don't think Carolina can take them down? They play a different kind of game.
I think they play a different kind of game, but I just think Florida plays such a heavy playoff style game that, like, it's going to be tough because who did Carolina play before this?
Devils? Or no.
Yeah, the Devils. But even against Washington, I thought Washington would play a little bit more physical. It doesn't seem to affect Carolina that much because they play a different game. But when I watch Florida, they have all the pieces to, like, go for.
Didn't you pick them at the beginning of the playoffs? I think you did.
Yeah, like, they play a playoff style, and the best thing about them, they can play a bunch of different ways. Whenever you see anyone that's won a Stanley Cup, the teams, there's many ways to winning games, either physical, you know, high scoring, defensive, getting your goalie to steal a game. Like, those guys have it all.
Two of their best heavy hitters are two of their best goal scorers in Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk.
And
they do both.
And they produce, and they do everything. And, like, they have such a feel on, like, what kind of team they're playing against. It takes them maybe a game or two to be like, oh, like, we got to play a different style against Toronto. We got to make their stars battle for pucks. And when you watch the game last night, like, the Marner, the Matthews, like, Tkachuk and Bennett are winning every one of those battles, you know? And they have, a great team. Obviously helps with Bobrovsky there. And, like, when I look at the Penguins roster last year, that's one thing they didn't have much of, is different ways to win hockey games, you know, from the goalie to a physical style to a grind them down. They are more of like trying to outscore teams and hope they just scored more goals. That's the only way they kind of won games last year.
Right.
You know, so like when you look at playoff teams and you're looking to build the Penguins, we got to add a little bit of meat back there, a little bit of meat up front, some power. We need a goalie. You know, there's some
also pieces. Need a coach, and I want to ask you about that in a moment. Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, joins us every Thursday from 10 to 11 off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia, and you want to communicate with limits? Well, you go to the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. First of all, Tyler, have you ever heard of Lincoln, Ontario?
No.
Okay.
LinkedIn?
Lincoln, like Abraham Lincoln.
No. Where's near Toronto?
I don't know. My nephew's getting married there in 3 weeks. I wanted to get the lowdown from you on the place, but that's okay. We'll move on. Rick Tocchet goes to the Flyers. Good move, bad move. And Bob, I'd also like you to weigh in here. Do you think that perhaps Rick Tocchet had a choice to come to the Penguins, and the fact that he didn't want to wait, or the possibility that he didn't want to wait, meant the Penguins had to move on, so he took the Flyers job? Both of you, please weigh in on Tocchet.
I don't think that's the case at all. I think Rick wanted to be back on the East Coast. He didn't like being out there, and there were a lot of other problems involving JT Miller and Pettersson out there that got ugly, forcing the Canucks to trade Miller, which is something I didn't think they'd do. But I think definitely East Coast, but I don't think he was in a position. I don't know the connection between Dubas and him. I think certainly Rutherford, Sullivan had a lot of.
All right, could be weather on the way again here.
No, but I don't think that was an emergency test. That wasn't a weather test.
Oh, it wasn't?
Yeah, I think so. The weather one, it's a little bit different.
That was just a required monthly test.
Well, my God, so I wasn't everything's aware good. That Bob was so up to date on his.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. We passed.
All right. Clearly, I wasn't listening because I was focused on what you were saying.
Well,
Bob,
I was saying I don't think there's as big a connection between Dubas and Tocchet. I think there is, obviously, when you look at the Flyers and Tocchet and his, I think that was probably the job that was most ready for him and he for them. So I don't think the Penguins said, hey, you want this job, or hey, would you be in the mix? May have happened that way, but Tyler, I think that was probably the way it was going to end no matter what.
Yeah, and when I think of Tocchet, right? I think the Philadelphia Flyers have lost a little bit of their identity. You know, whenever you went into Philly, it was like you're going into a war.
Yeah.
You know, Philly hasn't been that hard to play against lately. They don't have – maybe they might have two tough guys, but those two tough guys aren't that relevant, and they don't play a heavy, hard game. And I think bringing a guy like Tockett with his past, with the way he used to play, with his connection to Philly, I think it's a great fit. I think he's – going to do really well there. The one thing about Talks is, like, when I think about Talk and I hear all the guys talk about him, he's so good at talking to the players. He's such a good communicator that I think sometimes he might be a better assistant coach because he's so good at being a buffer. You know, that's what he excels at, is being that buffer, being that guy that a player can go to without being the head coach. And he controls them like a Phil Kessel. Like, I think Phil Kessel did so well in Pittsburgh because of Rick Tockett and how they had their relationship. But I think that relationship changes when you go to a head coach. You can't be chummy with the head coach. Like, when I had Dan, like, it was all business. But when the assistant coach was, you know, Fitzgerald or, like, you know, Tony Granato, it was easier to have that buddy, guy you can open up to without, you know, getting the consequences of, hey, I was a little tired yesterday, you know, or, you know, just being that buffer. So, like, I think Rick Talks is going to be a great fit in Philadelphia. But in my opinion, like, the way he communicates and all that, it's almost like I'd love to see him, like, as a really good assistant coach, you know, because, like, again, like, I have no idea how he is with the players being a head coach, but I've seen how he is as assistant coach, and I don't know if there's a better guy in the league at doing it.
What do you make of that take, Bob?
No, I think that's a good take, and I think that's one of the reasons why Tockett was here, and he could deliver the message that head coach wanted to deliver without the head coach doing it. So, but you're right, it's a different role now. But I think you're right. The first take is spot on. I said the same thing. Philadelphia has gone away from their Broad Street Bullies. Not that you have to be, you know, what they had back then, but what you have to be is what Florida is trying to do. And I think Rick Tockett would like that kind of game in Philadelphia. So they have some good talent in their system. I don't think there's any question about that. So we'll see what happens in time. But, man, they need a reshuffling of the deck. And I think he's the perfect coach for them.
Like, when you look at the teams, like, when you think of Philly, like, how much would they die for a guy like Sam Bennett or Tom Wilson?
How about the Penguins?
Yeah, the Penguins.
Like, any team, like, if you're a power forward now, like who's more valuable, Matthews or Sam Bennett right now?
Mm.
Who's got more points when it matters?
Well, I would take Sam Bennett in those kind of games. I mean, Austin Matthews is a great goal scorer.
Great goal scorer.
But he, if he's not doing that, he's not.
There's only one way to win, right?
A lot of value. Aside from that, but he's very good at what he does. So I'd take him, don't get me wrong, but Bennett does the things. Kachuk does the things. That was a great trade they made with Huberto to get him away from Calgary like that.
Oh, my God.
As soon as I saw that trade, I said, oh, my goodness. Huberto, you look at his points, fine. But you look at I'm surprised Calgary would even make him available, but they did.
Yeah, it's like those character guys. He reminds me of like a Kunitz, you know, like run you through the wall, score goals, do whatever. And then, like, when you think of honestly, when you think of all those guys on Florida, they look so happy to be playing in Florida.
And they bring in Brad Marchand on top of everything else.
Did you see Matthew Tkachuk's house? It's unbelievable. He's got a putting green in his backyard. Like, it's on the water. It is like the real deal. Like,
Bob has a hole from the Masters recreated in his backyard. Do you, Bob?
No, come on.
Does Jim Nance have that?
Jim Nance has, no, he has the one from number 7 at Pebble Beach. The replica, or whatever you want to call
same
it.
Same yardage, same everything?
Yeah, but it's not. The one on 7 in Pebble Beach goes downhill. You can't recreate that, but it's essentially the same kind of design.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I got a putting green around my house. I have 2 putting greens.
I know you do. And
it's
you
not could have a putting, it doesn't help.
What you can do, though,
have
is have a putting
house,
contest.
Bob?
No, I've never been invited. You can have a putting contest. Have us over. Have some drinks.
Yeah, have a show party.
And we'll have a little wagering going on the putting. And that makes you a better putter, Tyler. It does. You have to bear down.
Like, putting under pressure and golfing under pressure is completely different.
Totally.
Than golfing with anyone else. You know what I mean? Like,
Have
you seen JT Miller's interview with the NHL Network about trying to make the U.S. Open? And he goes, his first hole, he said he couldn't hold the putter.
He said he was completely nervous.
Yeah, he said he couldn't hold the putter. And like you would think, you
he's
know,
good.
He's a stud, but like that pressure is probably unbelievable. But it's so cool hearing him talk about it and like just the pressure and all that stuff. But the one thing, so we end up putting like two like putting greens around my house, and the turf is a lot different than regular, like on the green. It's a lot slower, my turf. So you when you go on the putting green, you have to readjust. So it's definitely different.
Will you invite Limits if you have a show party at your house?
Yeah, I'll have all the boys over.
Yeah,
nice.
That's going to be big.
Only if you get on the TV show.
That's right. Well, you have to wait a couple of months then.
You would like Love Island better, I'm telling you.
We would too.
Back in the day.
Let's not sugarcoat it, Bob.
Back in the day.
You'd see the people that they put on that Love Island show. They're like models and guys that can lift like 500 pounds.
But they can't talk like you. There's a skill to be able to do that, and you can create opportunity.
Bob raises a good point there, Limit.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.